It began 100 years ago. A company and a way of life. The elevator lobby on the 44th floor of Topaz Tower. Richly appointed, lots of marble. A floor-to-ceiling glass wall overlooking the turquoise waters of Biscayne Bay far below, shimmering with a million diamonds in the afternoon sun. Moonlight dances on the water, turning it to molten silver. The moon and the ocean, ancient companions, hold a silent dialogue of light and tide. It was not an undertaking for the faint of heart. To move west out of Utah in the early 1850s and journey into the bleakness of Indian country required more than a settler's native curiosity. And just around the corner, in the movie-making capital of the world, Hollywood's using other types of visual imaging from Silicon Graphics. The winds of wonder awoke the spirit of mankind, and the Italian Renaissance was born. Michelangelo, with a few simple tools, chiseled marble that seems to breathe. Between 1944 and 48, Florida Power managed to double its generating capacity, then doubled it again in just 5 years, and doubled that in the next five. Bayboro, Higgins, Suwannee, Bartow, Crystal River. Your morning begins as it always does. You fight traffic, but still arrive a few minutes early. You check your email and are about to start your day when the phone rings. It's your boss. She'd like to see you in her office. Thinking nothing of it, you shrug and grab a legal pad. You've had so many one-on-ones that this is no big deal. But when you walk into her office, she's sitting with the head of human resources. When she asks you to shut the door, you know this can't be good. You may want to run, but you sigh, shut the door, and sit down. "I'm sorry to say this, but," she begins. You really don't need to hear the rest because you know what's coming. At Benjamin Moore & Company, our world revolves around it. It is our essence. It is color.